Nolte, Florida teacher fired for twerking, announcing herself as million-dollar prostitute. By John Nolte on April 30, 2026. A Florida substitute teacher announced herself as a million-dollar prostitute and twerked in front of her students. Investigators said they learned that before their arrival, Jordan had been yelling, slamming her hands on a desk, making inappropriate statements to students, and twerking in the classroom, local media reports. This included telling students that she would engage in sexual activity with them and referring to herself as a million-dollar prostitute. When police arrived at Florida's Lake Mineola High School at around 10:20 a.m. Monday, the deputy found the sub, identified as Angela Faith Jordan, yelling incoherently, stating that the police, should put her in prison for life. One student claims that after the bell rang and she tried to exit the room, Jordan got physical, called her a derogatory name, and grabbed her by the neck. Before the police arrived, the assistant principal attempted to get Ms. Jordan to leave, but she refused. Authorities say Jordan faces misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct, simple battery, and two counts of disruption of a school function. Here's the most interesting tidbit. The case report further reveals that Jordan has a history of bipolar disorder. What? Why was someone with a bipolar disorder allowed in the classroom? Why was she hired as a substitute? As a Catholic, I was horrified by the sex abuse cases in the Catholic Church and had no problem speaking out against the cover-ups. Why? Because 1, what happened was obscene and indefensible. And 2, I love the Catholic Church and wanted the cancer removed. And yet, those who claim to love public education and public schools and teachers continue to pretend that there is not a very serious sex problem in the public school system. The Daily Mail recently dug into this issue and found that 25 female teachers had been arrested in 16 states in only the last 12 months. And it is feared to be merely the tip of the iceberg as there appears to be no centralized data collection to track this disturbing trend. This news is even scarier, in his estimation. 80% of teachers who abuse students are still predominantly male. Now do the math. If those 25 female teachers only make up 20% of the sexual misconduct in the public schools, you're looking at around 125 incidents a year. And now we have this latest case in Florida that might not involve sexual abuse, but was certainly a highly sexualized situation and breakdown. What is it with the culture in the school system that creates all of these incidents of sexual misconduct and abuse? What's wrong with the employment screening process? Where does this sense of entitlement come from that says to these teachers that this behavior is okay? Homeschool, y'all.